looking at the game plan and practicing. It's really uneventful.
What's Monday morning like for you?
Oh, it's like a flip of a coin. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to move or not. Just because I, you know, from the game, it's pretty. Sometimes I have really brutal games. Sometimes I have, you know, pretty easy games on my body. So you just never know.
Do you have a process for loosening up?
Yeah, massage, ice tub, hot tub. Come see our trainers who've done a great job. And yeah.
Right on. Thanks, Colton.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel okay. Just taking it day by day, trying to get better, trying to get back on the field as fast as possible. Just trying to trust in the process and do whatever I can to get back on the field.
Yeah. You have some superhuman healing powers, because we were a little surprised to see you out there yesterday after, you know, the sling a few days ago.
You know, over this bye week, I had a chance to get a lot of rest, and my wife cooked really well. So, you know, hopefully I'm healing faster. I mean, I'm 29, so I guess I'm considered young still. So I guess I can still heal pretty quickly. But I don't know. First time I've dealt with this, I'm just trying to test myself and see where I am, and see what adjustments need to be made.
Do you have an expectation for Sunday night? I mean, do you have an expectation for Sunday night?
You know, I don't. Obviously, I would love to be out there, but it's going to be the trainers and Coach Caldwell's decision at the end of the day. I'm just trying to get this shoulder where it needs to be. I don't know what to expect. I've never had a shoulder injury like this, so I kind of don't know. But I'm just kind of doing the treatment like they want me to do, doing the best job I can, and just try to get back soon.
Just one other thing along with that. Are you aware of how important you are to this offense, with the yards you can get with the ball in your hands into the offense?
I don't think about it, but now that you bring it up, I think I helped this team win, and that's the whole point of me being here. But I also think we have some other guys that do some things very well too, that bring something to the table that can also help us win. So, I think I'm valuable, but I think we have a lot of guys.
Just one other shoulder thing. What can't you do?
I'm still trying to get my strength back and my mobility and stability. I kind of have the attitude that I'm going to, you know, make it work. You know, it's pain, no pain, no gain. So
the bye week obviously came at a good time for you, but team in general, how important do you think the timing of having a week off was for you guys?
You know, look, going into the season, and you look at the bye week, I'm like, geez, it's so early, and it's going to make the tail end of the season so long. But after that game against the Saints, I'm like, thank you, God. We needed that one. A chance to reset, let our bodies heal. I think it came at a perfect time, like looking at it now. So,
And since you've been here and Coach Caldwell has been here, you guys have won after the bye. You've had winning records in the second half of the season. It's not exactly the second half now, but you've always come back, and it's sort of been a turning point in the first 3 years. Do you have a sort of a sense of that now, too, that this is sort of your restart?
Yeah. Just based off the trend of the last 3 years I've been here and having Coach Caldwell, it seems like we always trend up in the second half of the season, like you've explained, and that's the plan. We want to start playing our best football real soon and maintain that week in and week out, and that's our goal. This division, as you know, is wide open. It's going to be wide open. I mean, there's a lot of season left, and that's what we're eyeing right now is to get our division. But it takes one game at a time. You can't get caught up looking too far ahead. So that's what we're trying to do.
Jim Bob sort of took accountability for some of the offensive struggles a little bit. He said he expects the offense to be a bigger part of this team's success going forward in the second half of the season and whatnot. Just wondering, from your standpoint, what do you see that gives you confidence that this offense is ready to turn a corner?
Just really knowing the personality that this offense has, and also seeing the trend in the past. We just got to keep working. We know that we can do it. We know we have the personnel to do it. We just need to, all 11 men, each play need to be on the same page. As we've seen many, many times in the past, one guy doesn't do his job correctly, that can mess up the whole play. you know, and it's not all on Jim Bob by any means. It's not all on anyone. It's a collective effort. We all need to do our jobs the best we can. So, yeah.
And what do you think, as you look back at the first 6 weeks, what do you think sort of ailed this offense, held you guys back?
Again, I think it's a collective thing. When we go into meeting rooms, I think the personality we have, we dig deep and look at ourselves. We don't look to blame anyone. I think we all can do something a little bit better. You know, just looking at quick stats, our quarterback's been sacked 23 times. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Can't do that. Yeah, so you can't do that, and that means we need to run better routes, get off the line of scrimmage a little better as offensive linemen, and we need to make better reads, protect better. We're just, everyone do their job, we'll be fine.